This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to be my friend, you had better go and get a pen. And maybe we could keep in touch, like we did in the old days. It wasn't so long ago. And I wish you well. Sign your pen
pal. I went too deep in the back of the throat. I almost started to choke a little bit.
At one point, I started thinking about how if this were like the mid-90s, there would be like a very like non-hip rap interlude. If you want to be my friend, you got to stick around to the very end.
Yeah. Like, we should have, will Patrick add that? Can he add that in?
Yes.
All right.
Because I've been wanting to write you for a while, see your face and make you smile.
You know, I think if we announced
that
this.
That was great.
It was good. It's expected. I think you're that good. So I was expecting it
to
be
I thought
that
you were
bar.
Saying everybody know you'd go smile.
Everyone knew smile was coming. And while. Okay. And pile. but I think if we announce it, maybe we'll do a better job of actually getting in there. By the end of this year, we're going to have some new jingle jangles going into
this is
this
how we hold ourselves
show.
Accountable.
This is how we hold ourselves accountable.
But also, we will forget
hashtag
we said this.
Subject to change. Or in this case, hashtag subject to stay exactly as it currently is. But yeah, we have Patrick is.
This is
some
how bad
stuff.
I am, Rory.
We just got to get on it.
This
We're
is how
so
bad
slow.
I am. Somebody online hit me up and they're like, any updates on JP? And I'm like, JP? And they go, Jack Phillips?
I'm not going to lie. The charm of this show is that we are barely here.
Right. We mean it.
When we are here, and when we're here, we're focused. We're laser focused.
Right.
But
then
once
we walk
out of here, we leave here. We leave here.
This is like Severance.
Hashtag leave here. We are Severance. We are Severance.
We went through a procedure.
Yeah.
We give it all, and then we leave here. Yeah. I go back to my husband. You go back to the factory you sleep in.
Yep.
What else? Do we have anything important? I mean, we'll do a plug after the deal. Stick around for the ads if you've missed out on my big stuff.
Yeah.
Huge announcement. A whole
June
new,
3rd. June 3rd, you can watch these two faces.
I know.
On physical.
I'm going to
put that at the beginning.
I wonder if we're in the same shot.
I bet we are.
Because if you are going from Rose's perspective, are you in the background eating like a bacon wrap date?
Or just having some drinks and chatting with no one. Trying to chat, then some takes I wasn't chatting. Then I was getting real irritated on some takes, trying to see if that was funny. You know, just really some stellar background work for me. A lot of people
and,
are going to say that.
And me wearing brown.
That's right. And you brown at night.
No, the only thing I'll say is if you're new, and first of all, welcome. The water's warm.
Welcome.
It's the Pen Pals Podcast, 5419 Hollywood Boulevard. This is the address. Suite C, 121 Los Angeles, California, 90027. Yes, sir.
If you're going to send us something, that's then, care of the Pen Pals Podcast.
And then if you want to email us, it's thepenpalspod@gmail.com. And if you ever want to hear about follow-ups to these letters... And if you're going, I already know, that's great.
Join the Patreon.
Let me type for a second.
Get in
the Patreon.
That. Episode the every week. Even one more, that's we more follow. Of a hot tub.
Yeah.
It's a real hot tub sort of place to be. Four right. episodes a month. It's $5, and you get four extra episodes
And you
a
get
month.
To hear about what happened to people.
And you get to hear, that's where the sagas come in. That's where saga. And you just hear where the stories are going and where what replies we're getting from right. different people.
You saga go?
Let's go to the letters!
Are we snapping?
I don't know.
Okay.
Are you going?
Are you going?
Who's going?
You
Who's
go.
Gonna go?
No, I'll go.
I'll go. You go.
I'll go?
You go.
Okay.
Just put
you don't want to go?
Over here. You do it.
Okay, fine. And maybe we could keep in touch
like
they did in the old days. It wasn't so long ago, and I wish you well. Sign your pen pal.
That's great.
I never open it.
How great. The
Look at that.
The design of it.
Do you think they made that?
No.
Maybe. You think they just found a keep in touch and were like, I have to write?
I think so. I'm willing to bet that did happen. But there is a, is that a company? Two Hermanas? Two
yeah.
sisters? Is that what that is?
Two Hermanas?
Yeah. Is that sisters?
Well, I only learned Hermano from Arrested Development like everybody else.
Oh.
Hey,
well,
Hermano.
I don't know if that's how everyone else learned it.
I bet you a lot of people. Hey, did you learn Hermano from Arrested Development? If so, write to us, the Penpals
so,
pod
call
at
it.
gmail.com.
1-800-PENPALS.
Okay, ready? Also, love a good dated letter. I can't say this enough.
You know what I saw a commercial for not that long ago?
Dated letters?
No, like the hotline, like sex chat.
Still going?
I saw a commercial, a current day commercial, and it was like 1-900-SEX-CHAT, and I was like, I can't believe that's still an accessible thing.
What do you, it's like paper companies, print media, typewriters,
sex chat,
camera film development,
yeah,
and sex chatting.
Yeah.
Who sex chats?
I don't know, but it was enough to facilitate a commercial.
Also, couldn't you just go online, Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, and go, does anybody want to talk dirty for a few minutes?
Yeah, I'll Venmo you $10.
I don't even think you'd have to do that.
Yeah.
I think you'd find somebody else who goes, yes, I would love to.
I'm going to try this. Let's start a sex chat thing.
For free? We make no money on it.
It's fun, though. It gets something out.
We can't
out, you know
even
what I mean?
Get new jingles into this show.
Oh, that's right. Well, it's because we're too focused on our sex chat endeavor.
I need to say, God, I fucking hate my own wokeness. If you enjoy sexual gratification from talking to people on the phone and also the transactional purchase of it is what helps get you aroused.
Wait, are we making fun of it?
No, I'm not.
I think we're just shocked it still exists as a service.
I still think it's so stupid, but I don't want to slut shame people for whatever does it for them. Like they're like, I really like paying for my convo.
I'm on that. You're not. I would be into it, and you're not slut shaming me.
Have you ever had phone sex?
No, but I think...
You have never had... We're on a goddamn rotary jerking each
Wait,
other with our words.
Your example includes a rotary phone?
I'm saying going all the way back. You've never been corded up with one hand in your pocket?
My wife and I have a very Christian relationship, and so...
Then you know what? Your answer would be yes. If that was true... You would be like, That's how we. That is true.
You've
never been on the phone with somebody.
But let me clarify.
And
here's
went
what I
to
mean
fun
to say.
Town.
Here's what I mean to say. When you say, have you ever had phone sex? I'm still in the vein of we're talking about sex chat. I have never dialed a 1-900 number to listen to a sex chat thing. But I will say this. I think.
I have. I was a kid.
But. When you were a kid, because
I mean like 13.
Do you remember
14.
When you would go for me, it was like going to hotels for like soccer tournaments and all the guys would go into a room and they had like the thing where you could get the Spectrovision or whatever, you could get the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And you were allowed, you could watch like the first
minutes.
5 minutes yeah. of porn.
Right.
And then turn it off and you wouldn't be charged for it.
Right.
And so we
and
would
were really
do
hoping this
we
wasn't
would go
like
to,
a yeah. Riders on the Storm yeah. situation where there's nine yeah. minutes of yeah. nothing before we get yeah. to it. Yeah.
And so we went to all the rooms and we would do that to see what it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which makes perfect sense. But for some reason, I feel like there was also something in that with like 900 sex chat numbers where you could you could dial it.
Yeah, they would do
it. But if you hung up at a certain time, you didn't get it wasn't a charge for it.
Sure, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't remember because that's a dangerous game because that bill.
The most dangerous.
That's going to your parents.
Right.
And if that bill's any higher than what it's supposed to be, they're looking at the breakdown. Like, yes. What is this? I think it was like 1-900 wet girls or wet boys.
What?
Yeah, I think those were the two.
Wet?
You could either one of them. Wet girls, wet boys. 1-900. Like yeah.
Everybody gets what they want.
Everyone gets what they want out of it. Well, unless you're into dry.
Wait. You. I just need to know this for sure.
Yeah.
You've never been on the phone and gotten it off with another person.
Yes, I'm saying when I said no, it was because I was in that context of calling a sex chat thing, which I haven't done.
We'll save this for another episode.
But in that wokeness, if someone's like, look, let's try it. Like, look, let me just chat with my wife, make sure she's okay with this 900 sex chat.
Also,
she'd probably be like, put it on speakerphone. I want to see what they say.
We'll save it for another episode, which means I'll forget about it. And then just someday in our life, it'll come up again.
Yeah.
Squiggly porn. Did you guys call it that?
Yeah.
What did you guys call it?
That was when it was like on like pay-per-view or something.
Yeah, but you could go to that channel and it would be all like...
I don't know what we called it.
But once in a while you get like half a boob on one side of the screen and then like a penis in the bottom right corner of the other.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And that was... We're singing then.
Yeah, it was the best.
It was.
It's so accessible. And then
everybody had that friend whose dad had one of those converter boxes.
It's so accessible now.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't even know that. Do they even care? Does anybody care?
No.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Dear Dan and Rory.
That's us. And that's
correct order.
But is that what you want, Dan?
No, I want Daniel.
All right.
Okay.
Well, throughout this letter, I'll call you Dan just to see if you really want that order.
Oh, right here in parentheses, in birth order. Also, I love you so much, Dan. Okay. So, should be Daniel. Then you say, it's only because of birth order.
But I love that you're emotionally confused because someone goes, I love you so much, Dan. You're like, that does feel great. I wish there were three more letters involved.
Here we go. Ready?
I am ready.
I want to be there for my best friend. Let's call her Jax. But lately, I've noticed that she's a bit of a martyr. She will complain about something ad nauseum for years, all caps, and do nothing to change it. She isn't just venting, which would be normal and welcome in a friendship. She is monopolizing every interaction to rehash her inner same negative feelings about her work or her husband. It has become a years-long case of wallowing.
That's what a martyr is?
She's always the victim for somebody else, for like a greater cause, I would think, right? Like, and I do all this to, you know, and I'm on the cross for all these other people. Worst of all, she doesn't make space for others to talk through their own circumstances. One egregious example, when I was distraught to learn that my grandma was dying just months after my dad's sudden death, I met up with Jax for moral support. She was fairly dismissive of me and dominated the conversation with complaints about her marriage. Side note, for all her complaining, she's also the type of girl who is constantly saying, good vibes only. So there's that. I can't stand it anymore, but I realize that setting firm boundaries with a martyr sometimes just gives them fodder for playing the victim more. How would you approach this delicate situation? I love you both. Jules.
You know what the good vibes thing makes me think of?
Yeah.
All those people on like Instagram or Twitter who say something vicious and hateful and their bio is like, father, Christian, student of God,
right.
love until you die.
Right, like right. Let love reign. Lead with love.
Lead with love. And you're like, what are you fucking... And then they wrote, I hope you die soon and it's bad, you fucking piece of shit.
Can I also say, I think...
Like, you're fake.
I Lissa heard me say this a few months ago. I think I'm done with vibes.
Oh, as a thing.
As a word. But I like it.
Yeah.
I like the intent of it. I like the feeling
of it. Here's what I think. I just think you're done with it as an advertisement. You're done with it as an advertisement.
But no, even in me, I'm like, oh, I didn't want to mess up the vibe. Oh,
I don't know.
How was the vibe? I think me, I overplayed it for myself. Energy.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But like, I feel
I did it to me.
I think I go into saying vibe because I think I said energy so much. And I'm like, I don't know. What do I sound like when I'm saying energy? The thing is, energy and vibes are, it is so real. You almost
so real.
There was a different
tone?
Way to say it or a different word to say it because it is absolutely real.
Let's create one.
But energy, being like, dude, your energy is really good. That's been ruined by my wife and all her crystal friends.
Oh my God.
And then
you are so right. These, I'm like,
but then vibes,
she's out here staring at the fucking moon saying like, the energy is flowing.
The energy from the moon. And you're like, it's yes, but you're overusing. You stole that. But vibes is like with the like good vibes, like wine vibes. You're like, vibes is a thing
vibes,
too.
Vibes is the like frat sorority of energy.
Yes. Well, because it's vibrations. Someone wouldn't go good.
Picking
like,
up.
When someone goes good vibrations, Beach Boys. Yeah. When someone says good vibrations, you're like, you almost should have to say the whole thing because that's what it is. When you say good vibes, it's like, I know what you mean.
Yes.
I know what you mean.
But what is your, it
but
also is
but also,
perfect.
It's hard to not say those things.
100%.
Like, you walk in, you go, dude, the vibe in here is so good. And you're like, I don't want to say that. But anyway, dude, the energy in here is so good. Everyone's like, you have a third option? You're
right. Did you bring your own waterfall?
You're like, I don't know if there is.
For your energy?
And then you're like, I did, though.
My wife makes me carry this stone.
She makes me carry these chakra stones. I know what you mean. I know what you mean. But you're only done with it, I think, because you're like, I'm not a guy that says it's wine o'clock somewhere, and that's what, like, that's vibes. The vibes are, you're like, you're overdoing the wine. Like,
but then I bring other things together. I'm like, I really love, like, I could be talking about midnight.
Yeah.
I could be talking about 11 a.m. and I will be like, I just really want like a happy hour vibe.
Yeah.
So now I'm taking two things, like this idea of what happy hour is and what that feeling is. Like, we got all night.
You've bottled up with that. That's become a candle scent to you now.
Maybe that's what I'll do. I was like, very happy hour. I don't want to mess up I don't want to mess up the happy hour.
Oh, it's so happy hour in here. Oh, that's good. Or find the descriptions of what the things are so you don't say vibes. And someone goes, oh, I know what you're talking about. I know what you mean. Like, oh my God, dude, it's like so church league basketball right now. I'd be like, it is
kind of. All right, Roar, what do you do when you have a friend who is constantly saying, this is wrong, this is wrong. They're always complaining about their job. And then also, they're not really making room for your loss of your dad or your grandma.
I'm not going to lie. This is a difficult face-to-face. This is the only solution to me is an F2F. You can't. It's like saying, well, maybe if we put water around the fire, the fire will go. It's like, you can't. You have to put the water right at the base of the fire. And that, to me, it is having an F2F. But what's difficult is that I think, personally, not only does the card sort of match your shirt and the sign, but I hold it right up there. And then hold it right there. Oh, it's less the sign and more your shirt.
These all live in the same family.
These are all the same family.
This again? This is how
that's how this person really crushed this letter.
This is when you're like, this is how we plug our YouTube by accident.
Yeah.
Where we tell people, like, you got to
If you want to see it by accident, no. Everything is calculated on this show.
We're like Christopher Nolan. We should get him on.
But we should have him. I think it's difficult because that kind of personality type, I think, and this is my own personal opinion, I think they're maybe one of the most difficult to go F2F with.
Because they're very sun and planet. Everything is
but
around them.
Because there is this sort of victim-based...
that's what she said.
Yes. This victim-based sort of perception of reality, when you go to
setting
confront
boundaries
them,
with a martyr sometimes gives them more fodder for playing the victim.
Yes. And so I think once you confront them about this, you are now, you know, in this scenario, you're confronting me, and now I'm perceiving you as the aggressor, and I am the victim, where it's like, no, you're mad about something, and you're taking it out on me. And so, to me, this is one of the most difficult F2Fs, I think, out there, because of the personality type that you're going up against. It's difficult sometimes to pull someone out. It's a narcissism.
This is why.
Narcissists are difficult.
I never say this. There's a thought for me that you don't go F2F.
You leave.
At all.
You get out.
No.
You run.
You try to do a like frog in a frying pan culture change. So when they want to wallow, you're like, hey, come on, let's just go. Like you don't, you just cut it off.
Oh.
Or if you can, be like, I have to get going or I have to get off the phone. And you just try to slowly
get away from
shift it to where, now here's what's going to happen. If they start to identify you as somebody that they can't just, you know, martyr themselves and wallow in all their stuff, how much of them will still want to be your friend?
Are you trying to save this friendship?
I think by what I'm doing...
Is that what's happening?
I feel like that.
Is that the vibe?
Yeah. She says, I want to be there for my best friend. You son of a bitch. I got you. But like, I think that it's like...
I'll tell you what it is.
Would that person stop being your friend?
Total season 5 Beverly Hills 90210.
Hit me.
No, that's the vibe.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You got me again.
Season 5 is like so specific.
Did it,
this is like season 5, seasons, episode right? 3.
It went 5 seasons, right? Had to.
I think it went 10.
You think Beverly Hills 90210? 10.
Lissa.
10.
Come on.
No, she doesn't even have a mic. 10.
Yeah, but she can nod.
10. Hold on. What? Honest to God.
10.
You're going with 10?
I'm going with 10.
I think the final season of Beverly Hills 90210 was season 7.
It's 10.
Whoa!
Oh! Do you want to know why I know?
I sort of never want to know why you know.
I think you'd like how I know.
Okay.
Because it isn't knowledge from being a fan. It's because when the final season was airing, I worked at a store in Greenville, South Carolina called Jason's Furniture.
I was going to make you sad.
And when they were hyping the finale on the radio was constantly, 10 years ago, 2 kids moved from Minnesota or wherever it was, Minnesota to Beverly Hills. And that ad played so many times, it is seared into my brain that we watched a 10-year story.
Brendan and what is it?
Also,
what's her name?
Brenda. Brendan and Brenda.
Oh, because they're twins.
They were twins.
Right?
Yeah. And, which, come on, parents. I think, or a fun note is that me and my buddy had to wear a uniform to Jason's Furniture. We were building furniture.
What was the uniform?
It was just a shirt and, like, jeans. But we were, like, in the back building furniture, which I don't really know how to do. And we were, like, doing it. I'm truly blowing my own mind every day, being like, I made a desk. And not like, it's not IKEA. Like, you know what
no,
I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a desk.
Yeah.
We went to a party that someone was having to watch the finale, and we just showed up. Like, everyone was dressed up, and, like, we showed up like assholes with our case of beer. We just got off work. We just looked like the guys who were like, what are you guys watching a show in here? Like, cigarettes
they got
inside
fancy
someone's
for
house.
It?
People got fancy. They've been watching it for a decade of their lives. So we show up as assholes to ruin their vibe.
Okay.
And, I look back and I do feel kind of bad about it, but I also look back and I remember we had some pretty solid bits going. I think we took a case and it was empty. We put it on our heads and we put two holes in it for our eyes. And we were like, I think.
Donna Martin intoxicates.
Well, I think.
Donna Martin intoxicates.
I think we were like, this isn't one of the characters. This is not one of the characters in the show. Because we were like dressed up like characters.
Right, yeah.
This is not a character. All right.
I tell these stories or you, I just always think of comics.
Which is a good bit.
Comics who haven't been channeled yet. Like it hasn't been, it's just a live wire of like bits. And like we don't have our place.
It needs someone from the phone company to come over like
we're going to plug this into a stage, an open mic, and then you won't have to deal with this problem anymore.
You want only paying customers will have to deal with this.
Cut to Jordan. No, I still deal.
Yeah.
I still
or
deal.
Or people at a sports bar who didn't know this was coming.
Right, yeah.
Donna Martin intoxicates.
Thanks,
get
buddy.
Out of here.
Yeah. Okay, so my strategy on this... I would try to change the culture of the relationship.
Can I give it a title? You're talking about a box out. You're saying protect the lane.
Yeah, a little
box
bit.
Box out, get the rebound.
But she says here, you set boundaries that person makes. But it's not the boundaries you're setting. It's the confrontation of telling this person I can no longer blank. And now they're like, you too. And then that becomes like a whole deal, right? But I think if you
be prepared. I think one note, be prepared for the, if you confront them, be prepared for this relationship to possibly end.
Well, you're definitely going to have a fight.
You're going to have a fight. But there is a I don't want to ever say someone can't change or the light bulb can't go off. This is why I think mushrooms are highly important, because if you took that person out and said, we're going to do mushrooms, that light bulb's going to go off. And they're going to go, you know what? I got to be less me. It kills the ego.
You're going to think I'm joking.
You need a drug that kills the ego. That's mushrooms.
The most effective way to do this, and you can't.
Drug them.
Is record them.
And be like. But then you're a weirdo.
Of course. Yeah. Which is why, crazily, creepy the best vibes. Way to do that sort of thing is get them on like a Dr. Phil type show.
It's the most effort. Right into Dr. Phil.
Don't you remember?
Try to get on.
Don't you remember the follow-ups to Ricky Lake and all these when they would be like, you know what? I saw myself on the show and I heard all
those
the things
those were the
I
first
said.
Patreons.
For us. Yeah. But like.
I do remember. Yeah. I saw myself on the show.
Now I've changed.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you need some way for them to see it.
You can't record them because then it's like.
Of course you can't. Of course you can't.
You're gross.
Right. Of course you can't.
Yeah.
But that is the some way to hold up a mirror is the most effective and least likely way you'll ever get to do it.
It's tough because that to me, and I think I'm right, but to me that's narcissism, right? Like
this
someone's
person?
Like, oh me. Like, oh, yes. your yeah. your dad passed away and your grandmother just died.
The son. They're the son.
Let's talk about my issue.
Yeah, they're the son. Yes. It revolves around
yes.
them.
And I think it's difficult. I just think of all the personality types. It's more than just narcissism. There's something else to it. But of all the personality types, I think it is one of the hardest to really get through to. And unless you really think, and we don't know this person, if there's this little sliver, this little crack in the wall where light is coming through, and you think, like, if I can just say, look, here's what I will say. If you're going to confront them, it's going to all be about presentation. So you better have your case.
I don't know, man.
You got to have your case ready to go. If you're going to confront. I'm saying if you confront.
Right.
I think Daniel's got a good idea too. See how that goes. But if you want to hit it head on, you better have your A game and you better be prepared to walk away or have that person walk away. But at the same time, there is a chance that someone just needs pointed out to them. You act like this and you behave this way. And there's a way to do it. I think it's maybe small missiles.
Can I ask?
It's like saying, it's like going up going, like, I just want to tell you something that's really bothered me is that when my dad died and then my grandmother died, and I told you that and I really looked for comfort in you.
I'm with you.
You talked about your marriage and yourself. And I just want you to know that's often a thing that happens is you take a thing and you make it about you, and it seems like you don't care about me. So I'm gonna walk away. I'm gonna walk away. Small missile. I'm gonna walk away. Sit with that. I'm not trying. I want to hang out. I want to be your friend. If I didn't, maybe you got to say this. If I didn't want to be your friend, I wouldn't confront.
We wouldn't even have this conversation.
But I want to fix this.
Right.
But I can't be a part of this.
Well, because there's actually two issues. One is you're always wallowing all the time. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
The other is I have a thing I need to share, and you don't reciprocate.
Yes.
You don't come back.
Yes.
Those are two big things. So maybe you're right. The F2F is a bit, come at the F2F of like about me.
Yeah.
You know what? I need more in our friendship.
Yes.
Are you willing to give me more?
Yeah. And then they're going to see it's about you, and you got to be ready for that.
Right.
Be ready for that. Card.
Jeff Tate said this once on an episode of another podcast, No Free Ads. And he said.
The name of that podcast is No Free Ads.
Yeah. He said, when it comes to a narcissist, you are either a threat to the ego or you are feeding it, and there is no in between.
Yeah.
So in this scenario, it's argued that once you say
he read that on a Snapple.
Oh, I'm sure he did. It's actually, I think he was drinking Snapple when he said it.
Wait, you guys?
No, I just heard him go with a lid a lot. It was like, remember the lid? Gatorade.
So good.
Gatorade.
You're doing it so good. Gatorade?
Remember the glass Gatorade bottles and the orange lid?
I barely do.
There are people right now being like, what the fuck am I listening to? But other people are going, yes. So in this scenario, once you say, hey, I need this to be more about me and I don't want to hear about your wallowing as much.
Yeah.
That is a threat to their ego. So be ready to go, you're out. Because if you've been listening all the time and you're not demanding that they listen to your problems, you are feeding their ego.
That's right.
So that's a tricky deal.
That's right.
But I love what you said, where you go, place. I'm only having this conversation because I love you and I love this friendship.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, let us know. Write in. Tell us how it goes. Let us know what happens. I think you could go the culture and Rory's thing. You could also just go all Rory's thing. God knows I love an F2F, but either way, I hope you get to an RRGT. Sincerely, we wish you well, your pen pals, Daniel Van Kirk
and Rory Van Scovel. Hey there, everybody. Rory Scovel here.
And Daniel Van Kirk.
We just want to let you guys know that if you enjoy Pen Pals, our podcast that comes out every single Wednesday, then you might enjoy bonus episodes in our Patreon that come out every single Monday.
That's 4 episodes a month. It's only $5, and they are all follow-up letters. So we hear back from our pen pals about whatever they're going through or sandwiches that they love or whether or not they like their new haircut. We hear from them, we read their letter, and then you hear them as well.
Yep,
that's it, right?
That's it. And okay. It's at Patreon. Patreon.com/penpals.
And we're back! You know what I was thinking about? There are people right now who have a desk or a table or something that you built and they don't even know it.
That's right. That's out there in the world. That is out there in the
world. Could be anywhere.
Or they've threw it into a fire immediately.
We've done that at the cabin before. It's so much fun.
All right. You need it. Well, speaking of which, good. Good for you.
Wait, before we do that.
Look at that. You ever take a boat out on the cabin lake?
Ooh,
the cabin lake?
Beautiful.
What lake is it?
Let's not say.
Okay.
But.
Keep it private.
Yeah.
I get it. Do you think quality meets are still happening? We only did it twice, three times.
I think they're coming back. Oh, those people specifically?
The two people that in the very first ever quality meets in Dallas.
The massage.
You got someone, I got someone.
It was a massage?
Yeah.
A massagist. What's wrong with me? Massage therapist?
A massagist.
And a misogynist. A problematic
that
massager.
That would be... yeah, that's on you. If you knew they're a misogynist and you said, I'll take the massage, that's going to be a little bit on you.
I hope that somehow or another they kept in touch, but it's been a long
3 years.
Yeah.
Long December.
Okay, you ready?
Dear pen pals, for the love of Pete, by the way, this is in old school cursive. Which is really fun.
Ooh,
you don't see that.
That looks like an ant wrote that.
I might have written this. Dear pen pals,
my name is Rory.
I'm Rory. Daniel bothers me. And here's what I would like for him to change. But then I'm so nervous. I'm like, I swear to God, I didn't write this.
Right.
Dear pen pals, for the love of Pete, when are you two cackling idiots going to the cabin together and recording a short, very special, those are two words that are all caps, on location series of pen pals shows? Sitting in your Adirondack chairs with your microphones overlooking the lake.
Come on.
How has this not happened yet? My mom gave me this greeting card, not stationary, from the mouth and foot painting artists. Rory, have you ever tried painting with your mouth or feet or something other than your hands? I wish you well. Sincerely, your pen pal, VL.
Wow.
The mouth and foot painting artist.
Wait, that someone painted this with their mouth or foot?
Take a closer look at that.
Wow.
That's solid. That's solid.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Do you do anything with your feet?
Not even walk.
That laugh. Do you ever pick stuff up with your feet and hand it to yourself?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
And it feels good.
Your own underwear.
You just feel
you're
like
dumb and it's wear when you, underwear.
When you
know
pick
what I don't have
up?
To do? Pick up underwear.
Why?
Because I don't wear any.
Oh, that's right. You're gross. That's right.
Stop it.
When you do pick something up with your toes and you hand it to yourself, you're like, yes, we evolved from apes.
Do you have nice feet?
How else could I have done that?
Do you have nice feet?
They're okay.
I have nice feet.
I think they're okay.
But my toes are long, and so I can grip.
Yeah.
I can get stuff.
Yeah.
I can probably pick up a pencil.
Is that a self-review, or has someone said you have really nice feet?
No, I've been told.
Pedicures, you ever do that?
I have only ever done one.
I've only done one. I loved it. And I said, I'm going to do this all the time. And then I never did.
You and acupuncture and feet.
Manicures, too. Like, you know, you're just like, I'm not going to do that. That is how you're ready. You're like, ladies go and do manicures and pedicures. And sure, I'm sure if you put the numbers together, probably more women are doing it. But the men who have gone and done it, and they're like, you really got to do it. They're right. If there's anyone in your life that says, go get a manicure and pedicure, and there's a small part of you that's like, that's not for me. believe me when I say, when you're sitting there and someone's doing it to you, you go, oh, wait, this is for everybody. Yeah. This is unreal. Wonderful. Feels so good.
Some people, though.
It's like taking your car. It's like going to a car wash.
Yeah, for your feet.
You got to go to a car wash every now and then.
Okay. So wait.
Give me this back.
You've never painted with your...
No, but I would be willing to try it. I'm not opposed to it. My instinct is that I wouldn't enjoy it, but I'm willing to try it.
I'd be interested to see what you could do.
I am.
Because here's the deal.
Foot seems, for obvious reasons, foot seems way harder. That control seems insane.
I would think the opposite.
Oh, really? For some reason, I feel like mouth could, like, you could be a little more direct. Whereas, like, foot, I honestly don't know. I would be willing to try.
We were talking about this earlier today, that you were like, could anybody get good enough at anything if they try? Like,
yeah.
Like bowling or whatever. Like, could every person?
Yeah.
With a, like, 3 months or a year. I don't even know what it is.
Just hold on. We should back up because this is the Patreon. The next one we're going to record is this topic.
Well, let's just talk about it on the Patreon.
Okay.
But I'll ask you, do you think you could do anything with your feet over time?
With a certain amount of time?
Yes, you'd have to. People do it when they lose their arms or whatever, right?
I think so. I think most things are I don't know what the word is I'm looking for. It's almost like a means of survival, but like it's something where like if someone makes the choice and says, I'm going to paint with my feet. I don't have to, but I'm going to paint with my feet. I think you would yield different results than someone may, well, I have to paint with my feet. So my brain is wired differently knowing that this is what I'm having to do.
Am I a weirdo for thinking that's insulting if you don't have to use your feet and you do and some people have to use their feet?
No. I don't think so. I don't think it's insulting. I mean, if someone goes, hey, experiment and try to paint with your feet,
I think you're just like, oh, I just like being in a wheelchair. I just like it.
I mean, in that sense, if someone's like, yeah, just trying out a wheelchair, like, you know what? It's interesting you ask that because if I'm in a wheelchair and someone goes, yeah, I sat in a wheelchair to see what it's like, I would go, that actually seems more respectful because you're curious what is my situation like by seeing if that's their intent.
Can I ask you a totally random
question? They also could be doing a bit and they're like, all right.
Can I ask you a totally random? This is Pen Pals being a place for friends.
See, we need a jingle right there.
Do you know?
Place for friends.
Hell yeah.
You know what? I'm going to record it. I take over.
You just did.
I rewrite
you
the
just
theme
did.
Song.
And I come in with a rap?
But it's such a short jingle. People are like, why did the rap come in? It's just so quick.
And that's the jingle that you just heard.
It's longer than
you
the jingle.
You paid attention to every
it's
word.
Longer than the jingle by like a minute. Yeah. You're like, all right.
And it's that shitty, too. Yeah. Like, it just ends with Dunkaroos. Okay.
Not sponsored by Dunkaroos.
Oh, God. I feel anxiety asking this question because
you ask it. Ask.
Okay.
Yes.
This.
No.
When you...
I don't know.
People are going to think we planned that.
Okay, go ahead.
When you take a picture with a person in a wheelchair...
When you take a picture of them?
With them.
Okay.
Not of. That's...
Sure.
Do you have to... Do you bend down?
Oh, I don't know. I think sometimes... Yeah, I think it makes for a better picture.
But could you see if people... Some they can't speak for all, even if it's just them.
Yeah.
But some would say, no, stand up.
My instinct would bend down because I feel like that
we should
creates
be together.
A closer intimacy.
But then I do that sometimes just standing with people. If they're much shorter than me, I find myself doing like a lean thing.
Yeah, I think
and
it's
then
a
I
natural...
look weird in the photo because I'm like half bent.
But I think your heart's in the right place in a situation like that where it's because you're going, well, this would be a better photo. Like,
I wonder if there's an official
like you're
statement.
Standing up, if they were like... But
there's
it's a preference
official
of everybody.
From people.
Look, I think if someone comes to see you and they're a Daniel Van Kirk fan and they're in a wheelchair and they meet you afterwards and they take a picture and you bend down to take the picture, I think they're just like,
okay,
I love Daniel. They wouldn't sit there going, whoa.
Okay. I honestly don't know the right term. Little person? Small person? Height challenge?
Little person? I think a little person.
I'm not, none of those I'm trying to be offensive. None of them I'm trying
of course.
To be funny.
I think it's a little person. Yeah.
Do you do that then?
That's another great question. I don't know.
I don't know either, but is there an official stance?
Yeah. And I just...
No
for
pun
all the
intended.
Listeners,
Jesus
know,
Christ. No pun intended.
All of our listeners know this comes from the right place. It's genuine curiosity.
Yes.
What is the respectful etiquette?
That's why we do need
I,
a jingle
I
because
agree
this,
with
we
you.
Do run into
I,
these
I
times.
Agree that these are good... questions. These are great questions.
What do you think?
I don't know. I
forgive me for not.
I've been in this position, but I don't remember what I did.
That great comic that opens for Nate.
Yeah, Nick.
Nick. I want Nick could tell us.
Nick will tell us. Nick will tell us.
But Nick could also go, I can only speak for me, assholes. What do you want me to tell you about a whole?
Yeah.
But then maybe he would go, actually, there is a preferred. Like, I have no idea.
Yeah. That's such an interesting question. I have to say, though, for someone in a wheelchair, if they wanted a picture with me, my instinct, which just the context of this question sounds so arrogant. If they wanted a picture with me.
I know, but that's what happens.
We're in the situation where a show has ended.
Yes.
So because that is the context where someone would want a picture with me, a show has just ended, I would say, I would kneel down and I would assume that person would probably be like, yeah, I'm a fan who wants a picture, so I know you, and I know that this is probably, you're doing this because you think this, like, never would be. I think anyone who ever does that, it shouldn't be, I would hope that it's not perceived as some sort of...
If there was a quick folding chair, would you slide it over and sit down next to him to take the photo? And does that almost feel better or worse?
That seems worse. That seems like...
I almost thought that could be like, oh yeah, I'll grab a seat. We'll take a picture together.
Yeah.
Well, is that worse?
Maybe for the photo. Honestly, these are great questions. You should write into our show. You should write this letter to our show.
I'm writing to our pen pals right now.
Well... This is what's so funny is VL just wrote, hey, look, you guys should go to the cab and write, what is the etiquette on taking a photograph?
Look at this photograph. Why did he stand like that?
I think that doesn't make for a great picture. Someone's in a wheelchair and you're standing next to them. I don't think that makes for a great picture.
But I wonder,
because I'll never know. To if me, I was a great in a wheelchair, picture has to do with if I was the in a wheelchair, spatial.
We get a photo, right? And you like came down and be like, no, stand up. I just want to take a photo of you like normal.
Yeah.
Like I know you. You'd be like, you got it. Like you would, and you'd also be like, oh, cool, I get that. But then you'd think like the next person. I think I would ask like, you want me to come down to you or just stand up?
Yeah.
But then, and you know that what I just said makes some people's skin crawl so much. If you said to a person in a wheelchair, do you want me to stand next to you or come down to where you're at? Actually, but I would ask.
But your heart's in the right place. But I do agree. It's a cringeworthy moment because you are other people be like, make a choice. I think it's better just make a choice.
It's your Curb Your Enthusiasm where the guy's mad at Larry David because you're like, and you bend down to me.
Episode. That might be a two-parter. My very last photograph with my grandfather, he's in a wheelchair and I'm bent down. We're at my sister's wedding and I'm like in there.
Yeah.
He's in a wheelchair. And, granted there's a context there where that's my grandfather. So that's obviously very different. Very and you would familiar. Go, oh, you would be, you'd lean in and you'd get close.
Yeah.
But it wasn't something I had thought about. It was just like a very sharp instinct of like, well, of course, let's get a nice photo. Because I think there's also something to the eyes being on level, which I think makes for a good photo. But also, the more on level you are, the closer someone can get with getting the photograph. If you're there. But if it's here, you have to like back up. If someone's standing and someone's seated, and not just in a wheelchair, I mean, in any context, like if someone is sitting in a chair, you know, there's pictures I have with family members also at like weddings or events where, you know, my grandmother or somebody is just sitting in a chair and it's like, take a picture of the grandmother. I'm like crouching down and getting in there to like, you know, take the photo and get close. And that's not a wheelchair situation. That's just someone in a chair. But your instinct is, well, this is a better photo. It looks weird if I'm standing.
I know.
I think family portraits look so.
The pink song.
Strange.
Yeah.
You know where it's like,
and then we'll all wear blue.
Daniel, if you could just take your right hand like this and just and put that turn, on Rosemary's shoulder.
Out, just a little bit.
And then turn this way. And then have your chin towards the camera.
Why don't you look
and at Rosemary, a little bit? Rosemary, if you could just put your two hands up on this fake wooden fence that we've placed in front of you to give the impression that you raised Daniel on a ranch at a Swedish farm.
Yeah.
We feel that would really accentuate who you are as a family.
Do you remember one of our biggest times with this?
What?
The fucking engagement photos where the guy is looking straight at the bride and the bride is just looking at the and he's like right into like her face or vice versa.
Yeah.
We got very upset about that. That was like year one.
Yeah.
Like, get over your fucking self. Look at the person.
Oh, the engagement photo.
Yes.
You know, Jordan and I have a funny save the date. Was that a save the date? I think it was a save the date. I don't think it was the wedding invitation. I don't remember though. But we were at Andy Haynes' wedding and Mandy Johnson took a picture of us. And Jordan is kissing my cheek and I'm staring right at the camera.
Fucking weirdo.
And it looks, it wasn't intentional, but it looks so cool. And I go, that's our save the date. And she goes, yeah, it should be. It's the definition of our relationship.
Yeah.
Here I am loving you. And you're like, where's the camera?
Okay. When do you want to go to the cabin?
We'll go this summer.
Yeah?
When do you go? When are you going to go?
I go all the time. I'm going to go.
Yeah, but when?
I'll be there. If I have my, well, I know I'll be there in June.
And when in June? This matters.
I'll definitely be there in July.
When in June?
Can we give specific dates off, Mike?
Yeah. No. No, we can't.
I want the address.
I won't hear them off, Mike. Yeah, this is great. We're going to do it. We will. If we're both at the cabin, I mean, look, you're talking about bringing gear and stuff. I'm into it. If there's a low-key recording,
those are called Zoom mics or Zoom recording deals.
You know, maybe we'll do a couple Patreons. We'll do a couple Patreons.
Because they don't mean that, like, we're on a beach with other people. They don't mean live, right?
My impression is that they want us, like, on the porch or something.
The impression that you get.
We've referenced a lot of songs this episode.
It's us.
I think they mean on a porch or like a deck or something.
We only have a patio. We don't have a deck.
We can't do it. Sorry.
But we could go down to the dock.
Nah.
Dude, we go down to the dock around.
You're talking about electronics and water.
There's no.
Chad's sweating right now.
No, we're fine.
Okay.
There's no wake after 7. Yeah. And we could sit down there. It's like
no matter
a sheet
who
of glass.
It is. No matter who it is.
Mm-mm.
No wake. No wake after 7. No matter who it is.
I don't care if it's Alan Jackson.
I don't care who died. There's no wake after 7.
We'll sit down there, dude. You'll be able to hear, oh my God, being down at the lake around 7 o'clock in the middle of summer.
Yeah.
You can hear everybody on the lake.
Yeah.
Michael, bring that back here. No. And then you hear somebody else being like, David, when are we eating?
Yeah.
What are we eating? Okay, well, can you please call my mom then?
Yeah.
And tell, like, you can hear every conversation on the lake. It's
gorgeous. Can I bring Jordan?
Yes.
All right,
do you want to bring Elliot?
I might have the week that we could do it.
Okay.
There's a week where Elliot is busy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's giving you guys her outs?
She's out. She gives our yeah. She, every morning I go, I need to know when you're here and when you're not.
You're like a commercial agent?
Late June, I can't be around. Yeah, I'm a commercial. Yeah. I'm not going to send out avails if you're not avail.
Right.
This is a great letter.
I would love you. At least a Patreon.
At least a Patreon. Yeah. I think we can promise that. It's not going to be the highest quality, but that's to be understood. But you're going to hear the sounds of nature.
Pretty good.
And you're going to get to hear what Michael got his hands into across mm-hmm. the lake, what he didn't put down.
Mm-hmm.
But VL, this is a great letter. Great card. Thank you so much. And it's awesome to see the mouth foot artist. It's insane. It's mm-hmm. so fucking good. We'll post a picture of this. But we wish you well. Sincerely, your pen pals, Rory Scovel.
And Daniel Scovel.
See, we need a jingle right there.
Place for friends.
And that's a jingle that you just heard. You paid attention to every word. Dunkaroos.
Not sponsored by Dunkaroos.
Pen Pals is produced by Lissa Rubin and engineered and mixed by Chad Bouchard. Our artwork was created by Jeffrey Tice, and our theme music is by Patrick Keenan of The Winter Sounds.
You can follow Pen Pals on Twitter and Instagram at The Pen Pals Pod. You can see all of that content thanks to Caitlin Bordini, who runs our social media.
Head to youtube.com/Daniel Van Kirk Comedy to watch these episodes absolutely free, and subscribe to patreon.com/penpals for only $5. You can listen to a follow-up letter every week, and you'll be the first to hear all upcoming Pen Pals news.
But the easiest way to support the show is to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes, and tell everyone you know about your two favorite cackling idiots. Hashtag grow the show.
It wasn't so long ago.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I had talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.